Chapter 7. Going one-on-one against Levi was okay, but by the middle of July I was itching for more. My game is seeing the court, making passes, running a team. I needed to play 5-on-5, full-court basketball. I read online that there are good pickup games at Green Lake, I said to Levi one Tuesday during a break. Do any Harding guys go there?
Donnie Brindle plays on a select team in the summer, but some Harding guys are probably there.
Maybe we could go to Green Lake tomorrow.
All right,
Levi said, sounding like he was making an appointment with the dentist to get a tooth pulled. For the rest of the afternoon, he was a step slow. I beat him 3 straight games, and I'd never done that. Something was definitely up with Green Lake. We don't have to change anything, I said on the walk home. We can keep playing one-on-one at the Good Shepherd Center.
No, we'll go to Green Lake. Coach Necht would want us there.
When I stopped by Levi's house the next day, he was lying on the floor playing Candyland with his 3 little sisters. I was eager to get going, but he had me help Maddie move her marker around the board. When the game ended, he hugged each girl a couple of times and told all of them that they were princesses. I didn't think we were ever going to leave, but finally we made it out the door. It was a full hour after I'd left my house before I finally pushed open the door of the gym at the Green Lake Community Center and stepped inside. Immediately, I loved the place. Old Hard